Will there be an announcement? Will Deshaun play in preseason game number three there? But before the season kicks off against Dallas in September, you'll need the insight all month long from Daryl and Andy. During their podcast, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Subscribe to the podcast now at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. So Stefanski coming up in the next 30 minutes or so. Practice is yet to wrap up. Very spirited bit of practice we see going on over there on what is to us the far side of the field. We do have John Greco coming up as well at 4:20. But I kind of am where you are, you know, watching the quarterbacks throw. It is noticeable that Deshaun is kind of doing the pantomiming of throws with the towel. But I don't know, man. Like, I think we've reached a point where I think I just am ready for the September game against Dallas before I make any sort of – like, it'd be great to see him go out against Seattle this weekend if he does, or you know, if he does decide to play, or if they decide to play him, however this is. Be great to see him drop a 40-yard pass in a bucket, touchdown, bam. We get to – that'd be a great way to spend the next 2 weeks is living off that. At the same point, it's going to be a play. At the same point, if he plays for a quarter, it's going to be a quarter. And – I just have realized that even if he goes out against Dallas, awesome. That's a great first step. Then on to week two. And then on to week three. And that's just where I think we should be with Deshaun. Not too high, not too low, until there's enough proof either way. And I don't think it will be just one way. Mm-hmm. But until we get, like, I don't know, man. At this point, I have to trust that they know what they're doing, that this is part of the rehab plan, and I guess we'll see, you know, September 8th against Dallas, whether there's anything to be concerned about with that arm.
I mean, listen, I'm concerned about it. I think it's, like Keith points out, the towel. Like, I'm not too worried about it because I do think it's part of their plan to kind of bring him along. But if he doesn't play this weekend, there is going to be some uncertainty going into that week one matchup against the Cowboys.
Do you think him playing this weekend can do anything to push back on that uncertainty?
The answer is yes. I think for fans, and I also think for Deshaun, that a lot of confidence can be gained by going out there in a real game situation. And I don't care if he throws four passes. Just give him something to go home and put his head on the pillow and feel good about.
What I think is so interesting is, I think for a fair amount of people, they're already slanting negatively towards Deshaun. So I tend to think, I'll be honest with you, I think it's just lip service. I think that I want to see him this weekend. One, I think people view playing the preseason as some form of punishment. Or two, they just massively overstate what is going to be able to be worked on in one quarter's time. And maybe this is just, like, it's so funny. Like, part of the reason why, dude, I'm like hands in the air. I don't know. And it's not just about Deshaun, it's about the whole thing. Oh, well, what's the offense going to look like? It doesn't look like they've been able to install as much of the offense as they'd like because they're dealing with so many injuries. Okay. Oh, and by the way, you're dealing with a quarterback coming off a shoulder injury, so there's only so much availability. Oh, and even then, I can't even just stop there with the I don't knows. I got to go to who the hell's going to start at tackle? And so, like, yeah, Jack Conklin was apparently out there today, you know, talking with trainers. That's the first time we've seen that. All right. But his first reps are going to come week one, I guess. I would guess. I shouldn't say I know, but I would guess. And, oh, by the way, he might be your left tackle. So, like, to clue in on the Deshaun not participating in every drill, I don't know how to weigh what matters most to this thing and whether the offense is going to look anywhere near what we hope it would look like in week one. I think that's why it's more of just a throw your hands up.
It's kind of like sound. I don't know.
Yep. Well, it's all an I don't know, though.
I mean, I got a it wasn't a call. No, I was at the Tennis in the Land thing, and somebody came up to me who was a fan of the show and was asking me about how the Browns are going to be. How's that Browns offense going to be? I'm like, boy, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah.
You know, I can't predict. I'm not reading a crystal ball. Nobody knows how the offense is going to look. We anticipate it being really good.
Really good. Can I tell you, though, just there is a part of me, and part of this is just I'm cynical of team-friendly narratives or anything that feels like PR speak, right? And that has nothing to do with the Browns. That has to do with everybody. If everybody's trying to play the sleight-of-hand game, the whole thing becomes suspect to me. If you're going to downplay, and this is, again, part of the PRification of America. It's not just a football problem or a sports problem. But if you're not going to be honest on basic things because it doesn't benefit the team, right? Like even the Mike Hall thing. Kevin was asked 7 different times, and every single one, there is the same answer. And a little kernel of honesty would go a long way for people out there. But okay, if you're not going to do that, it's fine. At the same point, you've given me no reason then to believe anything that I hear from you as authentic or real. And this is not a criticism of the Browns because it's not a Browns problem. It is a societal problem of trying not to get gotcha'd. I totally get it. At the same point, dude, I don't believe that Deshaun and whether he will or won't play on Saturday, I don't believe it's 100% just about the offensive line.
Yeah.
I think that's a very – and listen, do I think there's a big part of it if you have your fourth string or fifth string left tackle? Is there a lot of logic in saying, well, let's not go ahead and put him out there. Let's not risk – fans getting more negative about it if he gets rushed or if he gets hit. Let's not risk the injury component, which is my biggest question of the whole damn thing.
Yep.
But there is also a part of me that I'm just cynical. There's anything he could do on Saturday that actually benefits Deshaun when it comes to the ravenous fan base who doesn't like him. I think there are Browns fans who like him. I'm not trying to say it's 100% against him. But I think that there's enough out there who've made up their mind that really nothing can happen until Dallas. But I digress. Dude, you can't tell me. You can't tell me that whatever miscommunication, Deshaun being coy, Kevin saying he's going to play, you can't. I didn't come away from last week convinced that Deshaun actually wants to play.
Interesting, because JP and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I think we came across, both of us, that we believe that Deshaun wants to play if healthy. But do you think that Stefanski has the ultimate say at the end of the day?
He may.
As he sits on a bale of hay?
Whether Deshaun will play.
Right.
So you say yay. Telegraphed it. Listen, Deshaun did in his interview with Aditi over the weekend in preseason game number 2. He did say he wanted to play. But getting back to it, I just don't. When Deshaun talked about it, I mean, Deshaun said, I think the joint practices have far more value than preseason games. And I think part of, because this is all evolving as we get new information, and I'm now just resorting to cliches. I wasn't sold. In his answers about joint practices, it seemed to me he felt like that's where they were going to get their work done. And I think Deshaun might feel pressure to be out there on Saturday because, well, the other starters are going to be there. So maybe that's where the, well, maybe I do want to play comes from. But you mentioned Kevin. In the end, Kevin can want to play Deshaun as much as he wants to play him. If Deshaun doesn't want to play, he's not going to play. So if there,
does that concern you, though, if he doesn't want to play?
No, I think it's smart. And for all the posturing, for all the I don't give two bleeps what people think, he cares. And I think he's a smart dude who understands there is nothing to be gained on the field on Saturday that's going to make everybody love me and feel good. And so if I'm already skeptical at the value of the on-the-field fulfillment that you get from playing in a preseason game, and now I know almost anything that can happen in a game, like if it's the eye test, people are going to skew negative because that's where we are with Deshaun. That's just how – and again, that's not where I am. But you and I are going to be looking at the same throws. And if it's a questionable throw, The people who don't like Deshaun are going to say that's a bad throw.
Mm-hmm.
People who do like the throw are going to say that's a good throw. And everybody in between is going to lean one way or another. But I think mostly it's most anything he's going to do out there is going to get people more hot and bothered.
I'm not asking him to go out there for me. I'm asking him to go out there for himself so that he has a good feel of what a game's going to feel like and the speed and all those things.
But I think there are people. I think a majority of fans, it is about you got to go out there, one, either as punishment, or two, you got to go out there and you got to show me something, which is a ridiculous set of stakes in the preseason. Like, I honestly, dude, I could not care less what Deshaun would look like on Saturday. And what I mean by that is, if he throws a touchdown, oh, cool, he threw a touchdown. If he throws interception, oh, okay, threw an interception. But it should have no bearing on what we think of him, and yet it does. It's funny, dude, like, the Broncos naming Bo Nix the starter. And, oh, God, it was Tannenbaum who had yet another ridiculous idea today on Get Up that the Broncos or that the Vikings should trade for Russell Wilson, who apparently is having trouble picking up the offense in Pittsburgh. Okay, now Minnesota should trade for him. Okay, all right. Yeah, the guy who's going to lose the battle. He had everything running in his favor. Minnesota should trade for him. Yeah, sure. But Tannenbaum was like, a strong preseason by Bo Nix. Okay. So we only use the preseason as a good thing when when we can either slam a player or say he's the second coming of John freaking Elway. It's dumb. Sorry.
Why John Elway?
Denver.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mike Tannenbaum took a couple shots there. That was, you know, he used to be.
Speaking of Mike's, see Mike Lombardi's hair?
No.
Yeah. No. Thoughts?
I didn't think it was, I never thought it was real.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty egregious now.
Really?
I think.
So is it because he's no longer in the NFL dime, the hair system has gotten worse? Is that what I'm understanding?
I mean, can I get your opinion on it?
You may. That's probably... I got opinions on everything, so.
You do?
Yeah.
Like what?
Hair systems.
Let me just pass that over to Nick.
Pass it over. Puff, pass.
Pass that to Nick.
Oh, yeah. That's the full to-do right there. See, my problem with this is, have you ever been to one of the hair places?
Where you get a toupee?
Well, when you get...
Why would I go there?
When you get... I'm just asking.
Not there yet.
It's a conversation starter. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. So they do a really good job of blending... This is like the trafficant.
That looks like...
It's a trafficant. It's a you killed a rat and put it on top of your head.
It looks like, what, Larry from Three Stooges?
Larry?
Or Mo?
Mo.
Mo
is the one with the bull cut.
Yeah, Mo.
216-474-0092. Mike Lombardi's hair system.
Thoughts?
Charming or chotch. So now apparently, all right, after months of he is going to play... Okay, months. Weeks of Deshaun will play in preseason game number 3. Now it seems to be up in the air. Are you as cross-eyed as we are? Kevin Stefanski's press conference next on 92.3 The Fan. You ready, Dustin?
I'm ready.
You sure you're ready?
I don't know.
Because the big takeaway from Kevin Stefanski's press availability just moments ago, you guys heard it here live, is that They did have Deshaun, I believe, on 7-on-7s earlier today. He had some general arm soreness. Or actually, excuse me. They had him early on some 11-on-11s, but then Jameis Winston ran the first-team offense versus the scout team D. I said, Kevin said he's not overly concerned about Deshaun, but he was held out of practice in some of the drills today. So how do you feel about that?
How do I feel? I feel fine about it. Like I said to Keith... I'm not worried about how they're handling him in practice. I think that they should be cautious.
Well, but this is before we got there was general arm soreness.
Oh, general arm soreness.
I do think it's a little different when you hear that from the team, no?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I you really want to be negative here. I'll go down that road.
How is it negative?
It felt like an attack.
What? Why?
It was not an attack.
It's a safe place.
I promise you it was not an attack.
It's a safe place here.
Is it?
It is.
You feel safe?
I mean, not now. Kind of jammed me up there.
I'm not trying to attack you. I'm sorry.
What I think is interesting is most of the year, I think you have been more in the concerned category than I just have general concern. All right. So instead of general arm soreness, I have general concern about the whole thing, of which Deshaun is 50% of it because of the health implications.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty noteworthy that with 2 weeks to go, he has general arm soreness that, again, I mean, this is no disrespect to the team, but this is the catch side of when you only give PR responses. When there is something like this, I guarantee you there are fans who rolled their eyes and said, oh, great, here we go again.
Oh, for sure. People, and I understand why, in Cleveland are very sensitive to bad things happening. And we always, like, assume the worst in most cases. And I'm sure fans out there are like, ugh, here we go again.
See, I think what's interesting is, though, those are kind of general. Like, I agree with the general statements that you're making. I think that Deshaun thinks on a different plane. I think everything with Deshaun is treated with a different level of reaction. And by the way, I mean Deshaun haters, Deshaun apologists, the people in the middle. Like I think even Deshaun apologists probably saw held out of practice. And with, by the way, we're already not certain now that he's going to play in preseason game number 3, because you are looking for breadcrumbs either way, whether you should be or should not be. Coming out and hearing, well, he was going to be in practice today. He actually went through some of the 11-on-11s to then hear that his backup ran against the 7-on-7s, that he was not in on those drills. I think it totally changes.
Does that make you think he's not playing?
I mean, it just makes me wonder about it. Like, is that? I've said all season long, because it's a shoulder injury, I hope I'm wrong, but I expect this to be something we have check-ins on all season long. I didn't necessarily expect it to kind of be part of today's conversation.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, we can chalk it to general concern. We'll continue to go back to that.
General soreness?
Well, it's general soreness. They're generally concerned about it. But, I mean, if you already came into this thing wondering, can the arm hold up? Knowing that there is no thing we can point to and go, this is right here. This thing has never happened to a starting quarterback in the NFL. It has never been applied. This surgery for the glenoid has never been applied. This is a baseball injury that happened to a football player. That's where I think it's appropriate fear. That's what I think today's about. So if you see this and lose your mind, I don't know I can talk you off the ledge. Like, that's not where I am, but, man, is it like a, okay, well, let's hear, if we hear this too many times, because here's the thing. Here's the reason why you can't just, because I would love to just dispel the thing. I'd like, well, it's general soreness. I'm sure that happens with quarterbacks anyway. I'm not a quarterback. Not a quarterback thing. Never been a quarterback. Not a quarterback.
Cornerback?
Yeah. Or, well, no.
I was a corner.
I was not.
Back.
No, they didn't let me. They
you weren't?
No. No.
You got the body for it.
Stop. I've been working on it.
I know.
Yeah, expanding.
Great reach.
Expanding it.
Long. That's what they say about you.
That's people.
They've been saying that since day one.
They've been saying that, but I think the fact that the team is already not great at handling injuries, like, there's, Kevin can call it general soreness. I think a fair amount of people are going to go, well, I don't trust the injury. The team has maybe not been the most clear when injuries do happen. How can you not, like, I'll just be honest, like, pragmatically, how can you not be on the lookout or have this as part of your skepticism or alertness about the Browns starting quarterback going forward?
No, I think that you can and probably should until we actually see him out there against the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's funny.
What?
Actually, this might be the first time I'm not flip-flopping. I can now see the advantage of if he played on Saturday, simply because I think this is going to shake a lot of people when they hear general arm soreness for Deshaun.
The old general soreness.
So the other big thing we've heard about is the tackle position. Now, yesterday, and I know you guys got into this a little bit, there's the conversation we're going to have on this in the next segment, and there's just the right now. I think it's really interesting that they've already talked about, that Kevin yesterday alluded to, Joel has shifted out there in regular season games, and that, you know, I know you guys asked him about the Conklin thing, but that he didn't outright dismiss the idea of Conklin, who hasn't played left tackle in a while, potentially shifting over there as well.
Yeah, that's something that to me really kind of made me perk up yesterday when he said that it's definitely a possibility. And the fact that he hasn't played that position in a long time, you know, it's certainly something that's going to take him some time, but they feel like he can do it.
I think it speaks volumes also that they or DeJuan don't feel comfortable with DeJuan over there at left side. Because
DeJuan's a right tackle, I think.
Well, but I think you've heard in Kevin's answer yesterday with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys are just naturally more comfortable moving across the line. And if DeJuan's not one of those guys, it's fine. But I would imagine if they had any inkling he could be a left tackle, they would try him over there, because it is not the easiest thing to find a quality starting right tackle in the NFL. But it is much easier if you've locked into a 10-year solution at left tackle to piecemeal the right tackle spot, to cycle through Juwan Taylors and Jed Wills and Conklins at 30, 31 years old. It's much easier to do that than we're going to flip a 30-year-old back to the left side and we're going to build around a right tackle for the next decade. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Because, like, I know the whole hip thing is, well, we view tackles as interchangeable. Cool. There's, like, five guys that are actually interchangeable.
Yeah, I was going to say, who does that?
Like, Tristan Wirfs is. Orlando Brown has switched to the left, but since he's been to the left, I don't think he's the same player he was on the right side. And he's got a similar build as DeJuan does. So, yeah, I mean, listen, if they're going through the tackle issues they have now, and we have not seen DeJuan Jones, or DeJuan Jones, as I was about to say, if we've not seen DeJuan at left tackle, it ain't happening. Not next year, not 4 years from now. This is the spot, all right? Jed is on the PUP list. Jack is on the PUP list. This would be the thing that forces into action, and what it seems like, we're more likely to get Petonio on the left side at tackle, or Jack Conklin on the left side. 216-474 0092, want to hear from you guys, as again, Deshaun Watson was held out of parts of practice today with general arm soreness. Big deal, little deal, or no deal? I think if we try to poo-poo this, I think it's already kind of signifying that it might freak us out a little bit more than we want to admit to. But we are having a conversation on the left tackle spot, and when we come back, it's not about this year. It's about maybe looking into next year. And at least as of right now, it looks pretty wide open. That's next with the Browns here at training camp, or practice, as I got caught in
the middle of. Camp.
I was going to say training camp. Yeah.
There you go. Well, more to come.
Nick and Destin
from
on 92.3 The Fan.